Okay, I'm in conversation with Mr. Hari now. He's the president of Bangalore Airport Operations. Congratulations to you, Hari, for Bangalore Airport winning the award for the best regional airport in Central Asia.
Thank you. We're absolutely delighted.
And any plans to celebrate it or such?
Thankfully, we're in Amsterdam, so we couldn't ask for a better place to celebrate. I have a team here as well with me, so we did go out and celebrate a bit. But once you're back in Bangalore, certainly, some celebration is called for.
Hey, also something, Hari, I read this report. I was always curious to ask somebody about this. So apparently, there's a story in Bangalore airport. There's some ghost story, okay? Some pilot saw a lady walking in a white sari, and when the crew went to check, there was nobody. Can you please shed some light on that, please?
Yeah, this is a story that happened in 2008. Okay. I remember this story because it was just after the airport opened. And if I tell you the truth behind the story, you'll be actually surprised. We actually realized that this was a story that was being spread about by some couple working in the cargo section. they had some sort of a love affair going on, and they wanted to make sure that they remained in the night shift and nobody else opted for the night shift. So they created this ghost story just so that people would be afraid to take up the night shift so that they can continue their amorous relationship.
So there are no ghosts in Bangalore Airport?
Absolutely not.
Okay, that makes me a tad bit disappointed. But also I want to ask you something, Hari. I've always wondered about this. Do the shops at airport, do they have any idea how much does a bottle of water cost outside it? Or a plate of dosa, how much does it cost outside airport? Do they have an idea? Have they ever been outside?
I'm absolutely sure they do, because I'm sure they have a life outside the airport. Why? Do you find it too expensive?
Yes, Hari. Not only I think anybody... I think Mr. Vijay Mallya would find it expensive. Like, it's...
You're not buying just a bottle of water when you're at the airport. You're also sort of paying for the ambience, the atmosphere that you're in. But I promise you, I'll look into it. I certainly will look into it.
Hey, no, you don't need to look into anything as far as the Bangalore Airport is concerned. It's very clean. Of course, deserves the award for the best regional airport in Central Asia. The only thing is, if it could have been a tad bit nearer to the city, that's the only thing. Like right now, I think Bangalore Airport is nearer to Sri Lanka than Bangalore. That's the only problem that I have with the airport.
The way to deal with this problem is actually to improve the connectivity. Because airports around the world are actually, located far away from the city.
Oh, is it so?
What makes the difference is the quality of connectivity that's provided to the airport. If there's a good quality connectivity, you don't feel the distance.
No, but I like those airport buses. They are super comfy.
I couldn't agree with you more. BMTC has done a fantastic job there.
All right, super. Hari, thank you so much for taking time out from your celebrations. And when you come down to Bangalore, do drop by our studio sometime.
Certainly. And while I'm on the line, may I also thank Bangalore City for voting for this airport, because it's a voter-based award. So thank you so much, Bangalore, for voting for your favorite airport.